From APM in Washington, I'm Amy Scott, in for David Brancaccio. The Senate passed an overhaul of the federal No Child Left Behind Act yesterday. Annual testing will still be required in most grades, but the federal government will have less of a role in how those tests are used to hold schools accountable. Unlike the version passed in the House earlier this month, the bill had strong bipartisan support. Now negotiators will try to reconcile the bill with the more conservative version passed in the House. Joining me to talk about the bill and more is U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for the opportunity.
So assuming this bill makes it through the conference process, it looks like annual standardized testing is here to stay. But would you agree that for all the good intentions, we've gone a bit overboard on testing?
Some states and districts have, and part of what we want to see in a fix to the No Child Left Behind law is a cap on the amount of time that students can spend taking tests. And we think it's important that students be assessed annually, and we have a very clear understanding of students' strengths and weaknesses. But where there is too much tests or tests that are redundant, those need to be done away with. And I always remind people that when I led the Chicago Public Schools, we were taking the Illinois state test, which made sense, but for some reason our students were also taking the Iowa test, which didn't make sense to me.
Now, the bill does give states more control over how the test scores are used and what to do when schools aren't performing. What are your concerns about giving the states more flexibility?
What No Child Left Behind, you know, was broken, and what it got fundamentally wrong is it was very, very loose on goals. So you had 50 different states, 50 different standards, but very prescriptive on how you got there. We've tried to flip that on its head. We think we should be tight on goals and be very clear that every child should be aiming to graduate from high school and graduate college and career ready, but be much more flexible. I think, again, the goals should be similar, but folks should have a lot of room to be creative, to be innovative, to be entrepreneurial, to help students be successful.
So moving to higher education, a few weeks ago, your department backed away from a plan to rate colleges on things like affordability and graduation rates. Why did you decide not to rate them after all?
Well, we're trying to get much better information, much better transparency to parents. And it's very interesting. We have, I think, without doubt, the best system of higher education in the world here in the United States. And so you'd think there'd be a great ability for parents to choose and sort through it. But the fact of the matter is there's often either a lack of information or it's so complex, so daunting that parents and students feel overwhelmed. And so we want to get much better information out to parents, yes, around costs, but just, you know, what's a grant? What's a loan? Not what the one-year cost is. What's the four-year cost? And so getting much better information out to parents, we think, and students will help them find the right school for their child.
All right. U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan, thank you so much.
Thanks for the opportunity. Have a great day.